Bum, bum, bum,
Allie moved 3,000 miles away and she missed her best friend Seth.
Aww.
So she sold her soul to the demon Flargolnox and she stabbed some homeless to death.
Wait.
The demon Flargolnox gave her a magic box so she and Seth could talk and joke and smile. They drink whiskey on Sunday and fart and scratch their balls and they laugh because they will never die.
Okay. You know what? You're wrong. It's 2,981 miles.
You're a great cameraman.
I am.
I'm wearing my necklace.
I see.
Now for sale on Etsy.
Can someone buy that exact same necklace?
Yes. I can even wear it for them if they want.
That's kind of creepy a little bit, isn't it? Someone say, would you wear that necklace for me first?
Whatever.
I was going to throw this sweat away anyway.
I'm not going to jog in it or anything. Welcome to this episode of Whiskey on Sunday. I'm Allie.
I am Seth.
And it turns out that recording through YouTube and Google, good idea. Actually levels everything out for the both of us.
Sounds better?
Yes, much better.
I sound better?
Yep.
Normally I sound stupid and I have a weird voice.
I can't fix that, but I can fix the whirring noise that happens. So.
Oh, okay.
So, I have information about my living conditions.
Okay, that doesn't sound promising.
Yeah. Did I tell you that I moved here and I got a message that there was going to be a barbecue. And then I didn't end up going to the barbecue. Actually, I went for about 10 minutes, looked at it, and went, not my dig. I'm going to go. So I end up leaving, and there is a letter posted on my door. I come home one day, there's a letter on my door. I open it up, and it was like, oh, the police are going to be here, just so you know. There was news of attempted sexual abuse on minors at the party. And I went, okay.
So it definitely wasn't your kind of party.
Right, definitely wasn't my kind of party. So here it is a month later, and apparently somebody new moved in because it's been nonstop noise. What can I do to fix it? Nothing. I came home last night at like 11 o'clock, dropped off my stuff, went to go get the rest of the stuff from my trunk because I went to Costco. Even though I'm dead fucking broke, come walking in, and my neighbor comes out, and he's like, oh, I have to let you know that I'm putting a camera out here. Now, before I got in, I drove into the parking lot, and there were two cop cars in the parking lot. In addition to that, the guy says, well, I have a daughter and she plays out here, so I want to be able to monitor her and I want to be able to have a record if something were to happen. I said, yeah, that's fine. It's okay with me. And then I'm like, you know what? Now if I get murdered, you guys know to go to Arthur, because he probably has video of it.
What the fuck?
I live in a very diverse community.
Really? With noisy child touchers? Alleged.
Alleged.
Nothing ever came out of that?
No, nothing really did. They had a take back the night type meeting with the cops about like neighborhood watch and shit. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, old Allie would have been afraid of this. But now I'm just like, I can probably kill somebody.
But you gave me your sword before you left.
I know, but I have raptor talons now. Yeah, my friend works with steel, and he made them, and they're pretty awesome. I mentioned them on a previous podcast. What do you got?
I'm trying to get hold of my dad today, because as we are recording, there is a tropical storm or hurricane or something headed towards his house.
Yeah, I actually found out about that from my friend Phoenix. She lives in Jacksonville, so she's covered in water.
Turns out it's in the news, too.
Yeah, I don't watch the news.
What are you drinking?
Whiskey.
In a mug?
I don't have a whiskey glass.
Oh, no.
But it's a mug that Marissa got me.
Which one? A Zombies?
Yep, and it glows in the dark.
Nice. I'm going to be right back. Hang on, I have to stir something. I know, this is terrible. Terrible radio.
Whatever. If somebody's watching this live, then they're watching it live.
No one's watching this. Hi, no one.
Welcome back. Oh, I have, Boo likes to ham it up, so I have a bunch of recordings of her singing. And it's all nonsense, and it's lovely.
She's a replacement anyway, isn't she?
No, they're both different people. Did I tell you the story about the road trip with Mom? Joy ends up sending me a message, and she says, yeah, I was watching some of the videos of you and your mom, and Eowyn kept saying, hi, because she thought that it was Skype. And she got really mad that I wasn't acknowledging her. So hopefully I can do a Skype session with her at some point. I did a Google Hangout, or no, I didn't do a Google Hangout. I did a Skype with my family for Ashley's birthday, which was awesome.
I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, I think I might actually do this whole Google Hangout thing and have an occasional dinner with the Basiak segment.
I'm trying to, I wanted to use the Google Hangout to get people in other time zones to contribute to our Game of Thrones podcast.
Yep.
But it turns out that Australia, Liverpool, and the east and west coasts of the U.S. are not convenient to smush up together.
Not everybody together.
No.
Well, it would work for me because I'm up whenever.
Yeah, but I mean, if the other people had no jobs or weird jobs, that would be convenient.
I wouldn't mind having a weird job right now because having no job is stressful. But being depressed, I've had tons of time to watch Netflix and do arts and crafts. Did I show you my latest thing?
That's buttons?
Yeah, a button necklace.
Cool.
So I think I'm going to sell them, because why not? It gives me something to do, and if I can make some money off of it, great. Also, I want to get into chainmail, but I don't know how to do it, and I don't really want to toss out a bunch of money.
Oh my god, I spent so much money on chainmail supplies, and I just don't think about doing it.
They sell jump rings. Well, you know the jump rings for chainmail. They sell a ring that you can wear, and you can just put the link in and twist it. It's awesome. Like Wonder Twins. Wonder Twins! Chainmail!
Form of a metal bikini.
Form of a snow leopard on meth.
A slow method. No.
Oh my god, a slow loris on speed. Adorable and frightening at the same time.
It would be like, what happened?
Well, it exploded.
It just popped. It didn't even explode. It just went.
I want to do a Google Hangout where a bunch of people play Cards Against Humanity, and they're all working off of different decks, looking through the same exact thing.
I want to do a Google Hangout where I play D&D with famous people. for charity.
Is the charity you?
It kind of is.
I kind of figured.
Just have fun.
Yay. What are you drinking?
This is, it is a Merlot. I opened the bottle so I can put some in my sauce, and I'm also reducing it because I'm making a Merlot ice cream. So I had to put some in a glass, too, and drink it because I can't cook all the food, all the booze.
Yeah, I'm going to pop open a bottle when I start cooking. But it's only noon here, so I got time.
Yeah, it is only 3 here, which means dinner has to get going, has to get started. That did not have to occur. My God. The boy started his job this week.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
He has a job. He has a job. He's been working like crazy.
Does he like it?
He says it's okay, except he doesn't like smelling like coffee all day. And yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know what? There's no fry laters at your coffee shop, guy.
Mm.
You could smell like old French fries all day. You could be working at the on a fishing boat. You could be working in the sewers. There's worse things to smell like.
You'd be working at a strip club.
Then you'd smell like poop and sadness.
I was going to say glitter and regret, but...
Well, I was stealing a joke from Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
Mencia style. So, yeah, so he's working like 34 hours this week.
That's good. Is he contributing to the rent?
Officially, he is paying rent. This rent is the same rent that I paid my mom. The same exact dollar amount in the late 80s. So he's getting off pretty good. He's got a good deal.
Yeah, he does.
He also still gets free groceries.
And free Seth cooking.
Yeah, but I'm less likely to spit in it now that he's working.
Fair enough. So I've decided that living here makes me more crafty. I am going to make a pencil skirt that is...
Made of actual pencils.
Close. Well, not really close at all. It's made out of fabric stuff, but it's going to be like a panel of white and a panel of black, and in between it is going to be a zipper, and it's going to be that way the entire way around. So it's going to be a zipper skirt. What?
That sounds awesome. I now want to get thousands of IKEA pencils and drill tiny holes in them and sew them together into a skirt.
That would be the miniest mini skirt ever.
Depends on how many pencils I had. You're not going to just do one little strip of them. You're going to do layers. And
it would be cool to have a belt of pencils, except you'd stab yourself.
You'd have to sharpen them. And you have to shellac over the end so that you don't write on your clothes that you're wearing underneath the belt.
Yeah. Oh, and here's one fucking thing that really bothers me about coupons. If you have an online coupon and it says one coupon per transaction, that's a fucking lie because people will use them for everything. Michaels has all the time a 40% off coupon. I am broke but still need something to do. So I've been spending my money wisely.
Ish.
Ish. But buying things to keep me occupied, because if I'm not working, like, I didn't even know today was Sunday until I got a Google alert yesterday. I really didn't. I don't understand days anymore, which is terrifying to me, because that means that I haven't been working for a very long time. I haven't been working for a month and 20 days, so almost 2 months.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. I've had to tap into some funds that I didn't want to tap into.
The emergency stash.
Nope. The emergency stash.
Oh.
My 401k.
Mm. That's going to suck in April.
Not really, because I didn't take all of it out. I only took a section of it out, and seeing as I've been unemployed for 2 months, it's the same amount of money that I would have made in 2 months. And I made that conscious decision. I was like, you know, I'm not going to take a bunch out. I'm only going to take out enough that I would make within the amount of time that I've been unemployed, so that at least when I claim it on taxes, they've already taken out taxes. They've already taken out the penalty for being underneath 59 and a half years old. So, I mean, I'm trying to play it safer, but I'm also really pissed that I had to fucking do it.
Any leads? Any promising things going on?
My friend works for an insurance company that she was placed at through a temp agency. And so I contacted the temp agency because she said that there's definite need for more temps at that place. And they're like, oh, well, you need a year's nursing degree in order to work there. But the person that you placed doesn't have that. Also, you want someone that's reliable. And I'm super reliable. Why? Because I need the fucking money. You want somebody that's hungry for a job. And I am goddamn starving. That's it. That's my update on work. It's not happening. I really want it to. I need money, which is why I even have an Etsy shop. I'm selling shit on eBay. But it's shit that I don't really want. But I couldn't get rid of, because I was like, it's quality.
It's worth money, so we shouldn't throw it away.
Mm-hmm. But let's come back and talk about better things for the next segment.
Better Things, the Kinks song from the early 80s?
Sure.
That's a good song. A lot of people don't like the Kinks in the 80s, but I think Better Things from the album Give the People What They Want is a great song, and possibly one of my favorite songs from the 80s.
Awesome.
Hey, no, wait. Sing me another song.
Yeah, sing
another song. Call to kiss you, Jack Doss. Then the kiss say, check that deuce. I'm in the noose. I take a deuce. I could buy was to get that deuce. I take a tassu, and take a tassu, and take a dodger, and take a da, and take a dodger, dodging the goose. I take a toe. I got.
I'm trying to turn it up.
No, you can't. You're not going to be able to hear it because it's you singing.
Yeah.
I'll take a scene. I'll get the goosey. I'll take a dance on you guys. Yeah. At the goose.
Oh my God, this is like every J-pop song I've ever heard.
Chum, 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 the geese.
What do you want to talk about next?
Well, here's your music break.
No.
No?
We don't have the rights to it.
Oh, that's true. We'll have to play it on.
I don't think that person has the rights to it either. What the fuck's that person's name?
Oh, you're gonna blow up Men Talk 84?
Yeah, they don't have the rights to it either, but no. They monetized it, which is fucking bullshit. I would report that to YouTube.
Oh, yeah, because there was an ad that we had to click through.
Yep.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Right in the face. So I downloaded, apparently World of Warcraft is free to play now.
Is it?
So I downloaded World of Warcraft to my desktop and proceeded to ignore it for 3 weeks.
I didn't know that it was free. If I had known it was free, I would have played. Actually, I need to buy a mouse before I can play it.
We have mice aplenty here up in this bitch. We have like the graveyard of electronics.
Yeah.
I'm frozen. Everything's frozen.
No, you're not.
Oh. Just my computer.
Your computer is freezing because you had a bunch of stuff up at the same time.
Oh, damn it. And I'm supposed to have such a goddamn fast processor. But it's like a processor generation ago.
Oh, did I tell you? I bought this fucking computer. And then the day that it arrived, I blue screened my previous computer. You know, because I gave it to your wife, saying, oh, please fix this.
And she says, I try, but I cannot do that. I cannot do. I don't know why she says that.
So
my wife is wicked racist, by the way.
No.
No, she's not. Not at all. Not at all.
I'm more racist than she is, especially when she's playing Katamari and I'm reading the subtitles.
I think, actually, is that racist or just xenophobic? Which is worse? I don't know. Or maybe it's just funny.
People can get offended at whatever they get offended at. There's no getting around it. someone's going to say, I'm offended by the shape of your nose. I'm offended by the fact that you only have partial eyebrows. Because I do. Look at...
What happened there? I told you...
Oh, what? On my eye? Here?
I told you to quit smoking. Did you burn your eyebrows off?
No. You see this little divide here?
Is that where your appearance was?
Well, I'll tell you a story that's going to piss off my brother. When we were younger, it was the very
first... I was fucking his girlfriend, and...
That's maybe your story, but it's not my story.
I don't have a brother, and I've never fucked my brother's girlfriend. And my sister dated really unattractive chicks when she was gay.
Okay. Well, it was the very first time that my brother and I were allowed to be home alone. My mom had gone across the street to the Young's house for coffee. That's it. I got really, really, really sentimental and desperate to be with my mom that I started crying. And my brother was, shut up. Everything's fine. And then I was like, no, I want to go. So he punched me in the stomach. And I immediately went, I'm going to tell mom. Because now I had a reason.
And I'm still away.
And you know in those horror movies, those cheesy teenage drama horror movies where like prom night where everyone's running through the halls and running upstairs and shit? I totally fucking did that with my brother. I ran up the stairs into my room. My brother grabbed me, smashed my head against a desk.
How old were you?
7 or 8.
Okay.
And I kind of looked at him in awe, and then part of my vision went blurry. And it wasn't because he had hit my eye or anything.
It's because he broke your brain.
No, I looked down at my carpet, and I realized that this pale green was starting to get brown. And I remember thinking, something is very wrong here. I look up, and I see, like, a tear, like, drop from up here. And I went, that's not happening. And I look down at my hand, and it's red. Run to the bathroom. Realize my brother has split my eyebrow open. So it's just, poof. And so I'm bleeding. And I'm like, I was like, we need to call mom. And Steven goes, yeah, just don't tell her I did it. I was like, how am I going to do this? So we ended up going to the ambulatory center. I got stitches in my eyebrow, and now I can't grow hair in between here. But because of my lineage, because of my genetics, I can't grow eyebrows past here.
Oh. Saves you a lot of money on waxing.
I want to try that.
Waxing?
I know that that's a completely different subject, but I really want to try it.
You've never waxed before?
No.
Because my wife came home, my wife picked me up on Friday with bright red eyebrows because she'd let somebody wax her noggin.
I don't need my noggin waxed. I'm talking about other places.
Your hoo-hoo.
My lady bits.
Your lady bits. I don't wax my lady bits. I don't have lady bits, so I don't wax them.
I'm interested in the idea of it, just to, like, see what it's like.
Vicky,
but then I also
that.
Realized that I'd rather pay that money to get a tattoo.
Right, exactly. Vicky used to have her lady bits waxed by the waxing lady. But she kind of had a little crush on that waxing lady. So that got weird real quick. So she stopped doing it.
Only because you made it weird.
I actually wasn't even talking to her back then. That was in the dark years where I didn't talk to her.
Where you didn't talk to anybody?
No, I talked to people. Because I met my wife in high school. And then we would connect on and off every like 4 years. By connect, I mean fuck. And then, in the few, like, 6 or 7 years ago, we ran into each other again after not seeing each other for, like, 10 years. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's like, hey, I'm gay, and I used to have cancer, but I don't anymore. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm married, and I hate myself and everything else.
It's a really weird way to get to know someone again.
You know what the best thing about marrying a gay chick is? It's the WNBA season tickets. Number one. Number two, you get to see Joan Jett a lot.
Okay. Why would you want to go see the WNBA?
Because
you don't like basketball.
I don't care much for basketball, but if I have to watch basketball, it's going to be WNBA because they're guaranteed to be less douchey.
And ladies jumping up and down.
You know, and also I like gay girls. It's a thing I got. I like gay girls. Hell yeah, gay girls. Gay girls. I want to meet you.
That's like, I have a story to tell you.
I have a club hit. Fuck your story. I have a club hit. Gay girls, I want to meet you.
Well, it has to do with gay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of. It has to do with a gay bar. A friend of mine here, and this is actually a third-hand story because it was told to me by somebody that heard it from her. She was going to a bachelorette party. And, of course, they're going to a gay bar. Why not? Dudes will tell you you're pretty. They'll dance with you for hours. And there's a bunch of kink in that community. Well, and in the community of that gay bar.
And yet no one's going to go home pregnant.
Exactly. So,
perfect evening.
So she was having difficulty finding the place. Now, let me start the story by telling you what she was wearing. She was wearing a 14-inch micro mini. She was wearing a pink mesh top with like a low-cut tank top in black over it. She had pink fishnet gloves. So she's having trouble finding this place.
That is amazing because that is precisely the same outfit I wore the last time I went to the gay bar.
You would have had better luck, probably.
Having problems finding the place.
She's having problems finding the place. She ends up getting pulled over by a police officer. And his first words were, "So did you have any business tonight?"
Wow.
And after about 5 minutes, she realized that he was asking her weird questions. She said, I'm sorry, can you please tell me why you pulled me over?" And he's like, what did he say? Something about thinking about solicitation or something like that, or probable
solicitation. I'm looking for a free blowjob and I'm a cop.
Right. So she's talking to him, and then all of a sudden he goes and catches a breath of the white gas that is in the back of her car. She breathes fire. She's actually part of a fire troop. So she had to explain to a cop that, no, she was not a prostitute. She was actually looking for a gay bar to dance at.
I'm not a prostitute. I'm actually a dragon.
And then she had to explain why she had an arsonist's handbag in her fucking trunk. So she had all of the fire troops materials, like all their white gas, all of their paraffin, all of their weapons, all of their equipment, like in the back of her car, and she got pulled over for suspected solicitation.
For being slutty in a non-slutty zone.
It made me laugh so hard to hear this story.
And what state was this?
Oregon.
Ugh. If it's a crime, if you can get pulled over for being slutty in Oregon, I don't want to go there.
Actually, talking about being pulled over, my friend was pulled over in Washington, in Aberdeen. Now, Aberdeen, for those of you that do not know, is where Kurt Cobain came from. It's where he was born, where he was raised, probably why he put a gun in his mouth. It is boring as shit. I ended up going up with the person that got pulled over because I don't have a job and I needed something to do. So we went at like 4 o'clock in the morning, drove up for traffic court, and drove back, got back around like noon. Wasn't a very long visit because there is abso-fucking-lutely nothing to do in Aberdeen. Nothing. You can drive past the muddy banks.
Is there the...
As you're driving, take a picture of the come as you are sign for Aberdeen. That's pretty much fucking it.
There's no, like, splattered wall of remembrance?
When you drive into town, it says, "Welcome to Aberdeen, come as you are." And as we passed that sign, I went, "Oh, wait a minute, is this where Kurt Cobain?" And she goes, "Yeah." I went, "Oh.
Wait, that's not a sex thing?" Oh, okay, good.
I had heard of it before, but I didn't know that we were actually going to be in Washington.
I thought it was in Scotland. I really did think Aberdeen was in Scotland, because it is.
There probably is an Aberdeen in Scotland.
No, there super is. It's totally there, in Scotland, Aberdeen.
Woohoo! Let's take a quick break, and then I will come back and
I will
eat something, all right. And then we can talk.
We should do a Seth Cooks Food segment.
Okay.
There's no my jingle.
No, go to Allie and she'll play it back.
He is wishing you the bluest sky and hoping something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of choruses follow. Remember there's something with things and the sadness and things and the stuff and I don't know. Jello pops are good. Ow, rooted. That was a parody, so we can use it and not get sued. Thank you, Larry Flint.
Well, I am doing a cover. So I believe that is protected within the Creative Commons, so I think I can put it on the podcast.
Good enough. What do you got?
I'm half-dressed.
Allie has a shirt and pajama bottoms.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I have cut-off sweatpants because no one cares.
Okay, I've never actually played this for anybody before.
Is this a song you wrote?
No.
It's a cover song.
I told you in the previous segment that it's a fucking cover.
Well, you could be covering yourself, kind of like Def Leppard did with their entire
career.
Both of them. Def Leppard has re-recorded every song they ever recorded so that they don't have to pay the record company any money.
Huh.
Yeah, sneaky bastards, those guys.
That's a very smart.
Yeah, you know what? All the... Oh, yeah.
I'm coughing because I have whiskey throat.
Oh. I got wine tits.
Well, that's back the to episode name. Sunday. I am whiskey throat.
I am wine tits, and we're gonna rock you! Wow! Hit me! Boom! Boom! 3, 4.
All right. Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence. Ooh. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. Ooh. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. Strut right by with my tail in the air.
Stray cat strut, I'm a...
Ladies get, I'm feeling Casanova.
Hey!
When I said, got a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. I get my dinner from a garbage can.
Oh, don't cross her path.
Bother chasing mice around.
Oh no!
I slink down the alley looking
for a fight. Out to the moon on a hot summer night, singing the blues while my lady cat cries.
Wild straight cat, you're a real guy. Wish I could be as carefree and wild, but
I got cat cries.
And I got cat style. I don't bother chasing mice around. Sneak down the alley looking for a fight.
How to a hot summer night.
Singing the blues while the lady cats growl. Wild stray cat, you're a real gone guy. Wish I could be as carefree and wild, but I got cats and I got cat style.
Boom, 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 wow, wow. That was a lot of fun.
It was fun. I hurt my hand.
Oh, no. It was like karaoke times.
It was. Maybe I'll play a Bruce Springsteen song for you.
I heard they blew up that Chicken Man in Philly last night. And in this house as well.
Oh, that's Atlantic City, right?
It is. It is. The first line of Atlantic City. So, Vincenzo. Remember Vincenzo?
Vinny Spadaro. On rubber, rubber fist.
He is he's doing his own Wednesday night karaoke bit.
That's pretty awesome.
I put in slips were just Vinny's Choice slips, and we went down then he put in Vinny's Choice was an 8-minute Bruce Springsteen song from his first album.
Of course it was.
Yeah. So we can get a little Rosalita.
Well, it's better than Paradise by the Dashboard Light, which kept getting done every fucking time we ever went to karaoke.
I started,
Would you sleep on it? No.
No.
I wouldn't. Turn the fucking song off.
What I started doing was when a bunch of, bachelorettes would come up and do it, I would jump in and grab the mic and do the dude guys version. Because, hey, I'm fat. I can sing the Meatloaf parts, right?
I think you dog on yourself too much. Honestly, Meatloaf is kind of awesome. Both as a dinner and as a singer.
Oh.
And an actor.
And as a sandwich.
Meatloaf sandwich?
Meatloaf sandwich. Give it a shot. So I feel that I need to be, my wife and I constantly tweak our dream restaurant menu.
Uh-huh.
Because we have this this bar restaurant in our brain that's, like, not ever going to happen. But we have the menu pretty much figured out. So we were listening to NPR, and they were talking, and they were interviewing somebody who was talking about how he and his wife kept on talking about how they're going to build a boat, and they did it as a thing. Like, they were like, oh, yeah, when we build our boat, well, the boat that we build will be this, and they end up actually just building that goddamn boat because they talked about it so long as a thing that was never going to happen that they actually made it happen. So Vicky's like, you know what? I think we might actually open that place at some point.
That ain't bad. I would be interested in it, especially if you're doing those bacon sliders.
Oh, my God. Oh, bacon. I wish I could mail bacon burger to you.
Bacon sliders to go
sliding from your face down to your butt. Bacon slider. It'll taste real good, and then you'll shit it right out.
You know, you said butt, and you could have actually rhymed bust a nut. And you neglected to do so.
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah.
And eating bacon is like a tiny orgasm.
Bacon, like a tiny orgasm.
Why am I not in marketing?
This message brought to you by the American Bacon Council.
And Whiskey on Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait for our spin-off podcast, Bacon on Tuesday.
Aww.
That sounds really good, huh?
It really does sound good right now.
I don't understand how Seth and Ollie gained 50 pounds this entire year. Well, I know they were okay, and then they did bacon on Tuesday.
I need to tell you that I am almost out of your Trader Joe's gift card, but I haven't bought another case of wine, so I haven't been that depressed. Also, I was given a bunch of wine from people. So, what was I talking about?
Trader Joe's gift cards, Joe's. Food.
Yeah. Okay, food. The Fleur de Sol caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
It's like
a choir of angels came in my mouth.
I am making two ice creams this week. One of them is the Merlot with chocolate chips. And the other is the caramel with salt and cashews.
I didn't know that ice cream could be made. Which seems really hysterical, considering that ice cream is made.
Considering it exists, right?
Yes.
And it doesn't grow. It doesn't, like, you go to the ice cream tree and pick it off.
I don't understand how food works. Like, whenever Molly cooks something for me, she cooked this great, like, sweet sticky rice and a green curry. And I'm eating it, and I'm just screaming food science at the top of my lungs, which is probably not the way that I should react to food, but Portland has some really good food. They do.
Do they have
especially
room for
the people that live here?
Do they have room for my restaurant?
I would hope so. Are you going to make it a food truck, or are you going to make it an actual restaurant?
It's going to be more like a sports bar for people who don't like sports.
Sweet. So it's just going to have, like, sci-fi and G4?
Yeah, it's going to be called the which was a name you came up with. But I think it's going to go to Providence.
It's not a name I came up with. I came up with an entire concept for the Geekeasy.
Well, I've changed a little bit. It's going to be a sports bar for people who don't like sports.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be, you know, we're going to have, you know, event nights where they, hey, everybody, don't come see the Giants Raiders game. Why don't you come see the Walking Dead premiere at the?
I would really fucking like that. Like, honestly, and, like, TM, Whiskey on Sunday, trademark. I fucking called dibs on that shit. Yo.
We'll also have, you know, a podcast studio in the bar where we can do our podcast. And then we'll get touring alt comics and shows and things. Have a live Nerdist, maybe. Maybe. In Providence. Well, Providence is a big enough town. The Nerdist down, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to do this when we end broadcast because I have a lot of ideas about it, actually. And I really want this to happen. I want it to come to fruition. What's up, Popeye? I am...
Seth, and you are Allie.
You're drunk.
On whiskey on Sunday? That's ridiculous. That never happens. Oh, I went
blasphemy
to my favorite... I went to my favorite liquor store. I went to my favorite liquor store.
Did I tell you about the liquor stores in Oregon?
They deliver?
No! There's like four!
In the entire state?
That's fucking it. They'll sell beer and wine at every goddamn supermarket, but if you want to get whiskey, you have to find a place, and they close at fucking 5 o'clock. So it's like, I know you work regular hours and stuff, and I know that you like the sauce, but I'm going to say no.
That's weird, because I live in Connecticut, which was founded by Puritans. Actually, they were founded by people who were kicked out by the Puritans. But either way, they had a weird... We only were able to buy booze on Sunday months ago. It's been, like, hundreds of years until we could buy alcohol on Sunday. You could marry your cousin, but you couldn't buy a beer on a Sunday. But, it's weird that...
Yeah, Connecticut's weird, y'all.
Yeah, but I heart it so.
I really don't understand why you heart it so. It's because you haven't come to visit.
No, I've left Connecticut. But it's a family thing. It's a cultural thing.
You've left Connecticut for the East Coast. You haven't left Connecticut for the Pacific.
Also, you've only spent your entire Connecticut experience has been within like 7 square miles of the worst nothing part of Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Where have you lived?
Well, my mom had a brain fucking tumor. Which
is... whip out the brain tumor mom story. Oh, yeah.
Trumped. No, my mom had a brain tumor, and so I would spend time with people all over the place. So I was at Devon. Or Devon.
Devon and Milford, which is what we call... It's terrible. It's
the
it's
white trash all, coast? Yeah, I fucking get it.
Oh, my God. Devon and Milford is all nail joints and Asian hand job massages. Oh, and a really big McDonald's with a ball pit.
And Wanda's Sugar Shack.
That's in Milford proper. It's not Devon.
Devon, motherfucker.
Here's Connecticut for me. Like, your Connecticut is what?
My Connecticut?
Your Connecticut is what? Tipping cows in Enfield.
And the shittiest tagging on Barnes ever?
Barnes, your Connecticut is summer jobs. Summer jobs picking tobacco.
That's never got a summer job picking tobacco.
But you knew like a dozen people who did, right?
Yeah, and they all had leather pants.
And they weren't goths.
Fucking weird.
And they weren't goths. And so they weren't poisoned by the nicotine through their fucking joints.
Agreed.
You lived in a weird part of Connecticut.
I really did.
Now, I lived in New Haven and New London. Now, New London is ancient maritime Connecticut. There are two forts, like actual forts. The entire town was burnt by Benedict Arnold in, like, 1781. My family's been there since the fucking Mayflower showed up, and it's like Connecticut for me is summer. We went and we sailed the Atlantic with my uncle Bub. I had an uncle named Bub, who after he was in the Coast Guard, he enlisted in the Navy. This guy was. He was super white, but you'd never know it because he'd been on the sea so long that he had this weird leather brown tan that would not ever go away.
Okay.
When he was actually my great uncle, he was my grandmother's youngest brother, and when he died, we went to his memorial service and they read a quote from him. Which you never hear at memorial. They never actually say anything from the dude who died.
Which is fucking ridiculous, because I have quotes from friends that I put on cranial spasm all the fucking time.
Well, when I die, I want you to go through all my best quotes from friends and put them up as your eulogy.
I fucking will. And No. Actually, I think I'm probably going to die before you do. I live in a A seedy location.
I'm older than you.
But you'll be able to solve my murder because my neighbor has a video camera.
I'm gonna Jessica Fletcher that shit. You'll be my pilot.
I don't know why I wanted to sing the Doogie Howser song right now. Do 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 do
do do do. You know Vinny from Doogie? You know what he's doing now?
Sam something.
Vinny from Doogie is running Whiskey in the 1920s with Steve Buscemi on HBO.
You do realize that I don't have HBO anymore.
You should just watch my HBO Go account.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
I ain't going to argue with you. Fuck that. I will do that shit like a motherfucker.
I can have your log on, please?
Yeah, after the podcast. I don't understand why there's 900 on no one listens to the podcast. So, yeah, my Uncle Bub had a sailboat. We would sail out. We sailed out to Long Island one time. We went swimming. Here's the deal with Uncle Bub. Now, Uncle Bub would if you wanted to be in the sailboat and you did not want to wear a life preserver, he had the test that you had to do, which was you got he would stop his boat in the middle of a Block Island Sound, which is pretty much open ocean, and you had to jump off with no life preserver, swim around the boat 5 times, and then climb up. If you could do that, you didn't have to wear a life preserver on his boat. Other than that, if you didn't do that, you had to wear that crazy orange vest.
And that's not an East Coast thing, because I knew how to swim when I was 2, and I knew how to read when I was 3.
Yeah.
That's just me bragging.
But could you swim when there was half a mile of water underneath your feet?
Yes.
And waves that hit you in the face full of salt.
I saved someone when I was fucking 7.
Oh, way to hold up on that one to the end of the podcast. All right, we're going to end the podcast with your I saved somebody when I was 7. All right, 7-year-old superhero, hit me with this story, bitch.
You want the 7-year-old story?
Okay, I was 7, and my friend Priscilla came over to visit. I was under the impression that everybody knew how to swim. She ended up getting into the center of the pool. The pool, obviously, was an above-ground pool, so it was concave. And in the center, it was very, very deep. She started drowning, and my mom thought that she knew how to swim, so she was inside. She comes running out. I've already pulled Priscilla out of the pool, threw her on the deck, and I was like, we're done, Mom. I'm sorry. This shit's gonna happen. But, yeah, that's pretty much
it. You had a potty mouth when you were 7.
Fuck you. I'm kind of drunk right now, so I'm elaborating the profanities.
The profanity, as you almost walk in that shit. The thing is, this profanity, it's crazy. The girl, she was drowning, and I pulled her out of the pool.
Oh my god. You fucking, alright, you brought this upon yourself. I'm going to fucking Twitter favorite you. Because my friend said something that made me laugh so hard that I favorited it. Her name is Zoe. I want to say that her name is Zoe.
Every Zoe I've ever met has been really hot and also sexually precocious.
I'm going to meet her in October, so I'm really excited about that.
I am too, if you finger bang her.
Her name is Zoe Brown. She is at Bungalows. And the message that I favorited was, somebody make me an avocado that looks like Christopher Walken with the caption, Christopher Gwalken.
And you know, Christopher Gwalken, by the way, is going to be on the menu at the...
And there's a bunch of people that would eat it.
Along with
their
last...
weapon of choice.
Along with last week's bacon burger.
That last week's Kevin bacon burger?
Kevin? Who's Kevin? I make the best bacon burger around. Who's Everybody Kevin knows bacon? That.
Who's that bacon guy?
Okay, yeah, Kevin Bacon. No, Kevin Bacon does not count. No, after Hollow Man, he's dead to me. I don't care if his foot is loose. I don't care.
Wait, so I was right?
Yeah, you were right. I was
okay. Good. All right. Okay. I'm good. Hey, he married, banged Kara Sedgwick. I'm perfectly fine with that because she was in Heart and Souls with Robert Downey Jr.
Who banged Robert Downey Jr.?
And Robert Downey Jr.
banged himself a bunch of times.
Was in The Pickup Artist with Molly Ringwald.
And Molly Ringwald was everybody in the 80s' first masturbatory fantasy.
Molly Ringwald was in The Breakfast Club with...
Molly Ringwald was in Space Hunter Adventures in 3D.
I don't know why we're playing 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I like bacon. It's tasty.
I think I brought this upon myself. I'm kind of drunk right now.
I'm Seth.
I'm Allie.
This has been...
Whiskey.
Or Wine.
On.
Sun.
Day.
Here's wishing you the bluest sky and hoping something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of choruses follow. Imagine something. I hope that something stuff. It's really good to see you rocking out and having fun. Smiling at the pretzel buns. I like bacon, so do you. I hope tomorrow you'll find better things. Hope tomorrow you'll find better things.
This was a terrible idea. Let's get drunk and podcast.
Let's get drunk and podcast. Let's get drunk and podcast. Let's get drunk and podcast. Let's get drunk and podcast. Let's get drunk and podcast. All right, we have to cut that out, but we have to put that in the opener.